All right, everyone, welcome to the Daily Drip.
Happy Thursday.
Happy
Thursday. We're so close to Friday.
Yeah. My name is Philip Kerrigan.
I'm Jarek Ferguson.
We both work for the Washington Combined Fund Drive.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to talk about one of my favorite things of all time, elementary school.
Oh.
In particular, we're going to talk about an organization called Graham Hill Elementary PTA.
Which is awesome. It's actually, they say that they're in King and Kitsap County. They're actually south of Seattle. Graham Hill is actually a Title I elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Which means that they cater to kids and families who are lower income.
Actually, 70% of their students qualify for free and reduced lunch.
That's right. And their school actually is comprised of families speaking 11
wow.
different languages. And almost 40% of their students are enrolled as English language learners.
Wow.
That's pretty unbelievable.
That is, like, that's not as common, I don't think, that people actually see in, mm-hmm. in elementary schools yeah. throughout Washington State. And I think Graham Hill is in this perfect spot
that's right.
Of South Seattle of really representing this just diverse community
that's right.
That I don't think many people even think about.
That's right. A diverse working class community that's mm-hmm. trying to make it, that's trying to sort of change their family trees. So food insecurity is a pretty big problem amongst families who attend Graham Hill.
Yeah, actually, Graham Hill PTA is working to provide snacks for all of their students every day to enhance their ability to learn and thrive. Again, when you talk about, you know, a student coming to school and they're hungry, do you think that they're going to learn? No.
My statistics just say that.
That's not going to happen. You know, my sister-in-law, she's a school teacher, and she talks about that, how just the cognitive function of a child walking into the classroom
yeah.
early in the morning. And she asks every day to each of her students, have you had breakfast? And if they haven't, she hands them a granola bar.
Yeah.
And I mean, this isn't and what's fortunate.
Out of her own pocket.
Out
right?
of her own pocket. Yeah. It's not that she's going to the PTA and it's not that, you know, they don't want to help, but it's yeah. one of those things that's yeah. just teachers see that need right then and there. And I think
that's
it's
right.
amazing that Graham Hill Elementary PTA is
I
seeing
know.
That. They're listening to their teachers.
I know.
They're listening and going, you know what we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
We need to start serving our students snacks, breakfast,
yeah.
free and reduced lunches.
That's right. So we have a tendency in these sort of neighborhoods today to sort of think of these people as the invisible people in this
right.
country, right? But I will tell you this, statistic after statistic that talks about immigrant families or second generation from tougher families, the statistics are overwhelming.
Yeah.
If the second generation has an opportunity to learn and assimilate, they become wildly more successful
mm-hmm.
than their parents.
Right.
They become contributing members to society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is very important that we try as hard as we can to help kids like this at an early age realize that the American experience is open to them as well.
To welcome them.
That's right. Let's give you some stats on hunger and learning, because I think this is actually a pretty big deal. 45% of kids eat breakfast provided by a school in Washington State.
That's insane.
Half of the kids who go to school eat breakfast yeah. at school.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
What are we doing in the mornings?
I know. Hunger delays cognitive, social, mm-hmm. and emotional development. That's just a pure yeah. fact. A kid does not learn as well mm-hmm. if they are hungry.
Right.
Hunger results in a lower IQ. That's across the board. They
right.
have tangible evidence that shows that. 22 million students in the United States rely on free or reduced lunch.
And 70% of those, we can see that the over 70% just at one school.
That's right.
Graham Hill Elementary.
That's right.
Is affected by that.
That's right.
Here in Washington.
Now, if you look at Seattle's picture as a whole, the actual highest poverty rate in Seattle is the University District, which makes sense because there are lots of broke college students that live in the University District. But after that, nearly every other neighborhood after the University District is from the South Side.
Right.
Right? Rainier Beach, South Beacon Hill, South Delridge. All of them combine to make 38%.
Wow.
Of Seattle's population. 38% of Seattle's population that lives under the poverty
right.
line resides in South Seattle.
There needs to be a focus, right?
right.
Like,
right.
when we talk about Washington State and then you talk about federal level and you talk about international level,
mm-hmm.
look at your local...
That's right. Ooh.
Look at your local community
right,
right there. I
that's
mean,
right.
one of those biggest things is if you want to help hunger... look inside. Look
That's
in your community, because starting right there can really help.
That's
starting at this younger generation, I mean, you are giving them a chance to get out.
Yeah. So one of the coolest things about Graham Hill Elementary PTA is the pricing point.
Excellent.
It's you know what? This is what we talk about when we talk about the power of small gifts and the power of a collective group of people coming together. Why don't you talk to folks about the impact of an incredibly small donation?
So Graham Hill Elementary PTA, they gave us a perfect number of $5. And why is that? It's less. It's more than a cup of coffee, let's be honest. Unless you're getting these crazy mochas.
50 cents more than a cup of coffee.
At Starbucks. But $5 really does. What it does for them, if you donate to Graham Hill Elementary PTA, $5 provides snacks that includes fresh fruit, vegetables, crackers for one classroom for an entire week. $5.
Classroom for a whole week.
We're not talking about one kid. We're talking about a full classroom.
Unbelievable.
For a whole week.
Unbelievable. So let's say you decide to give $20 a month to the Graham Hill Elementary PTA. That means every single week you fed an entire classroom.
You fed a classroom for a month.
That's unbelievable.
And again, 70% of their students are free and reduced lunch. So that means that you like, it's incredible that you could actually feed classrooms. Like, you could actually be like, you know what? I'm going to feed a full classroom.
Yeah.
And you can just do that with starting with $5.
Very cool.
It's
so
cool.
This is the exact type of pricing point we like to talk about.
And because it's sustainable and it's tangible. You know what $5 looks
like.
That's
right. And you're helping people locally. You're helping people in your community. Mm-hmm. You're helping start the process of making successful young people from neighborhoods that otherwise would not realize a lot of success.
Exactly. And I think one of those things is, if you know someone in Southside, Seattle, reach out to them.
Yeah.
If you know businesses out there, reach out to them. Even if you don't live there, but this podcast is, you're like touched. You're like, wow, Graham Hill is really doing something with $5. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Reach out to them. Ask them questions. That's say, hey, I want to help. I want to give. What can we do? My school's struggling. I have no doubt that Graham Hill Elementary would love to speak to you.
That's right.
About that.
Yep.
And I mean, they're not providing, you know, candy. They're providing real meals
That's
for
right.
these kids.
That's right. So as usual, please, if you're listening to this through iTunes, visit the site and start giving through the site. If you like what you hear about Graham Hill, if you're listening to this podcast from the website, go ahead and click start giving this charity today. And then as usual,
please rate and review.
I know, for crying out loud. I don't want to keep asking.
No, I mean, that feels like an NPR podcast. Like, please rate and review us. Right.
Brought to you by viewers like you.
Yeah, please. But for real though, we do thank all of you listeners dealing with us through this month of October. We are halfway there.
That's right. So tomorrow.
I was going to let just do it in the background while you're doing it.
Okay. So you distracted me with the silky smooth tones.
I know.
So tomorrow, actually, we will have one of our standard podcasts. One of the podcasts for good. My co-host and I, Heather and Lucas, will actually sit down with a couple charities.
Awesome.
So tomorrow we will not have a Daily Drip podcast. We will have one of our standard hour-long podcasts for good.
Do you know what your episode is for?
It's on one of my favorite topics.
Ooh.
Civility in the media.
That is going to be a hot one. I think you guys should listen to.
I mean, I hope so. We have had very little traction on a guest so far. So people apparently don't want to talk about civility in the media.
I think it'll be fine.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
But so like I said, tomorrow, if you're expecting one of these short burst podcasts, it will actually be a longer podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll be one of our standard podcasts for good.
Which you can also find, again, on iTunes, Google Play, and always at cfd.wa.gov. Thanks again. This is The Daily Drip.
See you on Monday.